بفضل وأمر إلى الله. إن الله مسلم للعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وعسى على حق طاولة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة وهو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المحصومين. سيدنا بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلوات السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. حسين my heart, my love, my leader, my imam, my life, my soul. Hussein is not only mine, but Hussein is for everyone. Anyone who is trying to go towards Hussein, always he is welcoming them. He is welcoming very warmly. Hussein always waiting for everyone so that they should be protected from hellfire. Hussein is waiting for everyone so that all should be guided on the right path.
For sure.
Hussein is waiting for everyone so that the nur of Hussein should be transferred in their hearts. Hussein is waiting for everyone so that the beauty of his pain and tragedy and Maktal and Masaib should be transferred to the hearts of people. The ultimate goal of Hussein is to purify the hearts of people. The ultimate aim of Hussein is to put the people near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ultimate goal of Hussein is to protect the people from traps of Iblis and Shayateen. Do you know why Iblis denied to bow and bend and do sajda in front of Adam alayhi salam. One of the reasons Adam was given a higher status with knowledge, and angels and Iblis were commanded to bow, to do sajda, the reason was at that stage Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was transferring the nur of the light of the nur of Muhammad wa ali Muhammad alayhi salam in the soul of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And this Iblis was not only enemy of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. He did not challenge to Adam. Actually, he was going to challenge Muhammad wa ali Muhammad alayhi salam. By that day until today and until the day of judgment, there are two parties. There are two groups, two parties. One party and one group is group of Muhammad wa ali Muhammad alayhi wa salam. And the other party is party of Iblis and Shayateen. Now it is up to us, where do we like to stand? Because Allah and Muhammad wa ali Muhammad alayhi wa salam, they know what is going on in our brains, what we are thinking for, and what are our secrets. They know the secrets of our heart. If we are thinking we can cheat them, no, we cannot cheat. When we are thinking we are cheating Allah, or Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, actually we are cheating ourselves. So that's why in Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Mujadila it has been said, استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله أولئك حزب الشيطان ألا إن حزب الشيطان هم الخاسرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has introduced the party of shaitan. He is informing us, giving us information. Anyone who is giving control to Iblis, to shaitan on himself or herself, istahwala alayhim shaitan, someone who is becoming slave of shaitan, who is becoming a weapon of shaitan, someone who is happy to be used for the purpose of shaitan. So then what shaitan is doing? فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. Then shaitan will not allow them to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan will make them ghafil. They will neglect Allah and Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. They will forget them. Because now Allah and Muhammad wa ali Muhammad are not important for such a person. And Allah says, Iblis and Shayateen and those people who are working for Shayateen, who are fulfilling the desires of Shayateen, who are promoting the lusty desire of Shayateen among the mankind, who are they? Allah says, Ulaika hizbu shaitan. Actually, these people are member of party of shaitan. And what is their future? Are they winner? Allah says, Allah inna hizba shaitani humul khasireen. the party of Shaitan is a loser. They will lose. They are loser here and they are loser the day of judgment. So what are the important features of Hizb al-Shaytan? So that it should be easy for us to identify, to recognize them, and we should try our best not to get the membership of Hizb al-Shaytan. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali
Muhammad. The first feature of the member of party of Shaitan, the people who are member of Hizb al-Shaytan, as in this verse Allah said, they are not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not doing dhikrullah. They are not trying to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the days, during the nights. Why? Because Allah and His commandments are not important for them. Maybe apparently they are called Muslim, they are women. But anyone who is not doing zikrullah, anyone who is not busy in the worship of Allah, anyone who is not performing wajibat, Allah says, they are under the control of Iblis, they are under the control of Shayateen, and they are fulfilling Iblis' desires, so that's why they will go there and they are loser. So as a Muslim, as a believer, this is our utmost duty and responsibility. At least we should be very, very punctual in wajibat. Our obligatory duties we must perform. 5-time prayer is wajib. 1 month fasting in a year is wajib. Jihad, if that is necessary, there are different types of jihad. But the kind of jihad every day and every night we have to do, that is jihad bin nafs. And that is the major jihad. And always we need to do this jihad. Zakat and khums, amar bil ma'ruf, nahy anil munkar, tawalla, tabarra, all these are wajibat. And these days, the days of mourning, the days of tragedy of Karbala, actually the slogan of my Imam Hussain alayhi salam was, I stand up for amar bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar. So the qiyam of Imam Hussain alayhi salam for this. Do we call the people for good things? Do we try to stop the people from committing sins? Hussain is announcing and declaring, anyone who is Husseini must follow him. And Qiyam of Hussain alayhi salam was to invite the people for good cause, for wajibat, for mustahabbat, for the Islamic teachings, for Quran, for unity, for harmony, for peace, and try to stop the people, not to have fights, not to have wars, not to have bloodshed, not to have terrorism, not to have sins, not to harm each other, not to insult each other. So this is the message of Hussain, this is the message of Karbala. The next feature of party of Shaitan, those people who are members, what they do? They are not accepting any kind of responsibility in front of people and in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usually they say, this is not my business. Running a mosque, why I should give my time? Inviting the people for good cause, why I should waste my time? standing up at night for tahajjud, why I should leave my bed and disturb myself from the beautiful sleep? What is it necessary while I am working I should have break? Yes, I am having break. I am eating food, that is my need. But while I am having break and having food, at that time my soul also needs spiritual food, and that is also time of namaz Zuhr and Asr. We are slaves of our lusty desires, our physical needs. We are having break, we are eating food, but we are not providing food to our soul in the form of praying wajib namaz. Why? Because we are not accepting any kind of responsibility towards ourselves, towards our sisters and brother iman, and towards Aimah Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, and towards our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat. The third feature of party of shaitan, these people are liars. These are liars. So they lie so that they should be famous. They lie so that they should portray in a way people think these are heroes, they are the well-wisher of mankind, but actually they are hypocrites, they are liars, they are working for their own desires. The politician of today, everyone is going to talk about the problems and issues of the public and the people, but when they are getting control and authorities, they are fulfilling their own pockets. Most of the time, they are not thinking what the people are facing, what are the problems of people. So the liars are members of Hizb al-Shaytan, and we should also try not to tell lies in our lives. The next feature of these people, they thought having latest model car, having luxury house, having a well-running business, having multi-million, having beautiful wife, having beautiful children with best of the education, that is their right. At the cost of, if many people are sleeping hungry, if they are not getting any kind of facility, they don't care. They are just working to fulfill their own desires. Or maybe they are thinking just for their children. You know, this is attitude and behavior of animals. If a hen has little chickens, little children, and if any bird or any dog or any cat is trying to attack and catch that little kitten, so what happens? So the mother, the hen, first of all, she tries to protect her children. Secondly, she is also attacking. Like sheep, like goat, like cow, like buffalo. These animals, they allow to drink milk, to have milk for own children. If another child of another cow with same age, with same color, you will bring next to them, they will not allow. So this is behavior and attitude of animals. Even they are protecting their children and thinking for their children. What for human being? If we are just thinking for our close family and close children, we are still at the level of animals. We are not human being. Insan, a mankind, a human being is someone who is always thinking for others, for the children of other people, for the benefits of other people. And those people who are just thinking for themselves, actually they have got the membership in the party of Shaitan. Salawat. The next feature of this party, that is, their hearts, their souls is black. That is full of hypocrisy. They are munafiq. They are having two faces. Their external and internal situation, that is different. And they are not getting any kind of guidance from any side. In the last feature of party of Shaitan, so they are deviating the people from right path in one way or other way. For example, if I am at home, my wife is getting over to say Nawal al-Tahajjud, and if I am saying, please, okay, just sleep now, and after half an hour, after 1 hour, you can stand up. So I am stopping. If my daughter is going to do hijab and I am saying, no, it's still you are young, I am stopping. If my young son is, instead of going and playing and he is saying, no, I am going to spend few hours in the mosque, I am saying, no, you go into the club. So I am stopping him to do any wajib or any mustahab amal. So those people who are deviating the people from right path with love, with affections, with money, with their status, with anything, whenever we are asking anyone for anything, just for a while we have to think, am I going to stop this person from right thing, from good thing, from haq? If yes, then I should not say anything. Because at least, if I am not a rightful person, I am not on the right path, at least I should try my best not to deviate anyone else from the right path. So this is one party that is called Hizb al-Shaytan. And the other party Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has mentioned in Quran, that is again in Surah Mujadala as well as Surah Ma'idah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Anyone who will turn his face towards Allah, anyone who will listen to Allah, anyone who will love to Allah and His Prophet, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, actually these are the believers. So those people who are lover of Allah, Rasulullah, Imam al-Bayt, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are also trying to protect their iman, Allah says these people are Hizballah. These are the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is their future? Allah says, Humul Ghalibun. So Shaitan and the party of Shaitan, they are Humul Khasirun. But Hizballah, Allah says, they are the successor. They will get success. They will get control. The ultimate control of this world will be in the hand of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his followers. And that will be Hizballah. But today, in Lebanon, there is a group of Shia who are followers of Allah and Rasulullah and Imam al-Bayt alayhi salam. Although they are not too many in number, they are not having latest technology and weapon, But still they are humul ghalibun. The same Israel who were able to defeat Syria and Mesir, Egypt and Lebanon and different armies. So Hezbollah was not a ruler of a country, just an organization, a group of good people. So as Allah said, humul ghalibun, they show, yes, they are ghalibun. They are successful people. So this is a parable for us. If they can stand, why not we can stand? If they can change themselves, why not we can change? So we have to stand for change, for revolution, as Imam Hussain alayhi salam stood up in Karbala, and today you are watching and observing that change throughout the world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa al-As, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa al-lazina amanu wa amil as-salihat, wa tawassaw bil-haqqi wa tawassaw bil-sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamd. Badiya samawati wal ars. Dal jalali wal ikram. Rabbal arbaab. Wa ilaha kulli mawluha wa khalika kulli makhluk. Wa warid kulli shay. Laysa ka misli shay. Wa huwa bi kulli shay muhit. أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العسير الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى مصطفى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحدي اللهم عجل ظهورا إنهم يرونه بعيدا نراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين واتمم لي انعامك انك خير المنعمين اللهم اجل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونسمع أمركم. This beautiful advice of our first Imam for all of us, for the people, your life is granted by Allah. Your time is given by Allah. So try to use this life and time according to commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is taqwa. We need to have taqwa. If we are not proceeding towards path of taqwa, we cannot go next to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Without taqwa, we cannot be lover of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And without taqwa, we are unable to do ziyarat of Yusuf al-Zahra, Imam al-Zaman alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. So anyone who is muttaqi is the member of Hizbullah. And anyone who has Hizbullah is muttaqi as well. The other name of Hizbullah, that is Hussein, in the party of Hussein. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam in 61 Hijrah, on 10th of Muharram, a day of Ashura, when that happened, that was Friday. And luckily today is 10th of Muharram as well as Friday. There are many similarities. In the day when our 12th Imam alayhi salam will come and he will reappear, that will also be Friday. And Friday is also the day of Imam Zaman alayhi salam as well. So when Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he came in the battlefield, he recited a few verses of poetry. And usually that was tradition of Arabs, whenever they were going into battlefield, they were introducing themselves in the form of poetry. So your Mawla, your Imam, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he also done the same thing. Today I would like to share those ash'ar. Imam alayhi salam says, "Anabnu Ali al-Mutahhar min Ali Hashim." I am son of that Ali who is pure, who is Tahir, and who is from Banu Hashim. Kafani bihada mafkharan hina afkhar. Kafani bihada mafkharan. It is enough for me to be proud. And no one could be proud like me, because no one has father like my father. Furthermore, he says, "Wajaddi Rasulullahi akramu man masha." My grandfather, my jad, my grandfather is Rasulullah. Akramu man masha, and he is also the most superior person. Wa nahnu sirajullah fil ardi yadhhar. Sirajullah. Imam says, we are the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam says, at earth, we are the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are siraj al-munira. If you are thinking someone else is there, no. Imam says, I am the last of five. I am son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, who is the most purest person. I am the son of Rasulullah, who is Siraj and Munira. Furthermore, Imam al-Islam says, "Wa Fatima to ummi min sulalati Ahmad." And my mother is Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, who was also the daughter of Rasulullah Ahmad. وَفِينَ الْهُدَى وَالْوَحْيُ بِالْخَيْرِ يَزْخَرْ وَفِينَ الْهُدَى. For the people, if you're seeking for guidance, for hidayat, so that is with us. Wherever we are about or standing, there is hidayat. And anyone who is standing against us, he has been deviated. He is the party of shaitan. And we are the source of wahi khuda. And then a beautiful verse which is said by Imam alayhi salam, he says, وَنَحْنُ أَمَانُ اللَّهِ لِلنَّاسِ كُلُّهُمْ. O the people, if you are seeking for security, for aman, for protection, here and hereafter from hellfire, then who can provide you for all mankind? Imam says, Nahno. We are protection for everyone. We can provide you protection. We can provide you guidance and we can protect you from hellfire. Walu sirra bihada fil anami wa najaha. And Imam alayhi salam said, we are the hidden secret of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among the mankind. And we are the open secret of Allah. Because they were the open representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among the mankind, as well as many of their virtues were hidden and people were unable to tolerate, to see and digest many, many miraculous power of these Al-Bayt alayhi salam. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Then Imam says, if you're Muslim and you believe in the Day of Judgment, then listen. Imam said, وَنَحْنُ وُلَاتِ الْحَوْزِ نَسْكِ مُحِبَّنَا. Not only we are controlling the affairs of this world, but the affairs of Day of Judgment are also under our control. And when there will be very, very hot temperature and everyone will be thirsty and you will be anxious for water, do you know who will provide you? Imam says, وَنَحْنُ وُلَاتِ الْحَوْزِ نَسْكِ مُحِبَّنَا. At the Day of Judgment, anyone who can offer the drink, these are us Ahlul Bayt. But remember, we will provide this kawthar only to those people who are our lovers, who are our muhibbin. بِقَاسِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَيْسَ يُنْكَرْ. And that qasr we will offer you in the qasr Rasulullah, in the bowl of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nobody can deny it. Imam says, إِذَا مَا أَتَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تَامِعًا. Whatever. If anything will be given, so that will be from us. إِلَى الْحَوْضِ يَسْكِيهِ بِكَفَّاهِ حَيْنًا. If you are thirsty, my father Hadar al-Karrar will give you the drink. And if you wish to go into paradise, still you need the permission of Hadar al-Karrar. Imam alayhi salam says, Imam muta'un wajaballahu haqqahu. We are Imam and you must follow us. You must be our muti, you must be obedient to us. Wajaballahu haqqahu. And our haqq is wajib by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you mankind. And there is hadith by Masoom alayhi salam. If you want to pay, to give our haq, that is only and only possible when you cry upon Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Otherwise you cannot pay them back the haq of Ahlulbayt alayhi salam. Imam Muta'an wajab Allah haqqahu ala nasa jam'an walladhi kana yandir wa shi'atana fin nasa akramu shi'atin wa shi'atana fin nasa akramu shi'atin. Not only we are akram, we are the most dignified, but our Shia are also dignified people. وَمُبْغِضًا وَمُبْغِضُنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَخْسِرُ. And anyone who will have grudge against us, who will be our enemy, so he will be the loser at the day of judgment. And Imam says, فَتُوبَ لِعَبْدٍ زَارَنَا بَعْدَ مَوْتِنَا. He knows what is going to happen. So he is predicting about the future. Imam Hussain alayhi salam says, Fatuba Mubarak. Lucky are those people. Li'abdina dharana ba'da mautina. And anyone who will come to visit me, anyone who will come to visit us to do our ziyarat after our death, bi jannati adnin safawha la yakdir. So those people will be granted paradise. And not ordinary paradise, but adn. There are different types of paradise. One of the most highly, one of the most highest place in paradise, that is adn. So that adn will be given to those people who are Zahirin Hussain alayhi salam. Who are Zahir Muhammad Mustafa Ali Murtada and I'm Ahle Bayt alayhi salam. And Imam alayhi salam said, the Jannat Adn Safoha la yakdir. And when they will come into Adn, then there will be no gham, no tragedy, no problem, no pain, no afflictions. So everything, whatever you are facing here, for the lover of Hussain alayhi salam, this is glad tidings for you. Go and visit Hussain, and inshallah, hereafter is in the hand of Hussain, and that will be provided to you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atayaka al-qawsar. Fasfalli li rabbika wa inna shani'aka huwa al-laq.